He didn't really respond to the text when I sent it out.
He's not always present.
Yeah, he's not always.
No more chairs.
Let me message him real fast and see if he can message back. I didn't mean y'all had to stop talking. Let's give him a minute to get back to us. And if he is not planning to be here and everybody else is here, then we can go ahead. But I do want to give him a second to let us know one way or the other before we start early. Because technically he is on the council currently. So how's everybody doing tonight?
Good.
All quiet.
No claims move on this morning.
Ah, there you go. Well, that's good because, you know, it's been a whole day since.
We almost made the day.
Well, our grandson, Damien, made it back to California this afternoon.
Oh, praise God.
He's home.
Yeah. Wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that. And my son just landed in Richmond, and he's on his way home from Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee.
Yay, that's wonderful, too.
I'm just surprised that car he had, because it was a used car that belonged to his brother that he got when he was 16.
Oh,
and
wow.
He bought him another truck, so he just gave that car to his brother because he didn't have one anymore. He's got totaled. But I'm just shocked that car missed. I mean, you know, never been on... driven that much, and to go all across country, it's just...
Yeah, that is a long, long way.
Got to do it once.
Yeah, It's a good thing to do.
There's no big deal after that.
Yeah. About that.
So where is your son? You said he's coming back from Tennessee?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. He went down there because he's like a troubleshooter, so he's in charge of like 8 facilities within this company, and if there's a problem, he has to go down there and fix things, and that's what he was doing. So he's done and he's home.
Oh, nice. Wonderful.
And Chris had another good day.
That means you guys had a good day.
Yes, it's fine.
Okay, so he has read this, but he is not getting back to me. I'm gonna give it one more minute, and we'll go ahead and get started.
You know, I know sometimes he works late.
Yeah, and if he's driving, he may not have himself connected in a way that he can text me back.
Yeah.
So we'll get ourselves going in just a sec. Thank you guys all for getting here so early. That was greatly appreciated. Nice to be able to get started on time, if not a few minutes early.
All right.
All right. Paul, why don't you go ahead and do the call to order and we'll get going. And if he shows up while we're doing a devotion, that ain't going to hurt anything.
Right. All right. I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. It's 6:56. I want to thank everybody for coming tonight. For our first meeting for January 2026, our first meeting of the year, and we have a lot of important decisions to make tonight. And before we get started, I'm going to ask Pastor Tara to start us out with a devotion and a prayer.
All right. So Ed has been reminding me that it is good to have symbols and reminders. So we're going to have a symbol and a reminder of the Spirit because we need them. Because we're making decisions for God's church, and that's part of his job is to help us with that. So this evening I wanted to kind of look at a passage from Isaiah. It's from Isaiah 43, verses 18 to 21, and it reads, "Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The wild beasts will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, for I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. to give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself, that they might declare my praise. So as I was kind of reading up and researching on this a little bit, I just want to kind of break that down a little bit, line by line, where he says, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. I want us to remember that we stand at the beginning of a new year. If we hold to old habits, old identities, and old things, we risk being blinded. This is not a call to reject our history or completely alter everything, but it is a call to shift our focus from how we have done things towards something new. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? God is always working and moving, and in this moment, he is doing a new thing. He began the new work in 2023 here, but now it is beginning to sprout, and he invites us to perceive it, to see what he's doing, and join him in this new beginning for Epworth. If we focus on the former things and things of old, we risk not seeing and not embracing the new things he has already begun creating. I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert to give drink to my chosen people. God doesn't ask us to rely on our own provision, nor on the provision of the circumstances around us. He led us out of the old ways, just as he led, sorry, this is not all for that, I promise. Just as he led the Israelites through the Red Sea, through the desert, providing for their needs wherever they went. Just as he then led them through the Jordan into the promised land as his chosen people, whom he formed for himself. And that brings us to this last bit. The people whom I formed for myself, that they might declare my praise. God has formed you here as his people in the church called Epworth Methodist of Aylett. He has formed you for his purposes, and he intends to prosper you and grow you so that you will declare his praise in the King William community. We stand at a point of decision. Will we heed Isaiah's call that was later echoed by Jesus and Paul and Peter to no longer dwell on former things, no longer look back toward Egypt or the UMC and the past for our direction, but instead turn our eyes forward to embrace the new thing God is already sprouting here at Epworth? So we're looking at new things. They're God things, and that's a good thing. Let me go ahead and pray for us, and then I will turn it back over to Paul. Father God, thank you. Thank you for the long history here at Epworth Methodist Church. Thank you for the families that stretch back through generations, who in each new generation, Father, embraced the new things that you wanted to do in this church, in their families, and in the community. Lord God, thank you for giving us giants whose shoulders we can stand on. And thank you, Father, for giving us goals to reach for and stretch forward to. Lord, I pray that you would maintain the continuity of this church and this congregation as your people, as God's people, here in this place and in this time. I pray as you spring up new things, Father God, we would race toward them eagerly with expectation, knowing that the reason we can do that is because you have been faithful to this congregation through all the generations, and that you will continue to be faithful to us as we continue to chase after you. Lord, give us wisdom, give us discernment, give us unity in your spirit, and give us joy. Things that you are about to do. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Do we by chance have any minutes from our last meeting from October?
Handwritten. That should be.
I'll hand it your copy of.
No, I don't have it.
Oh, yeah,
that's all right. It's got one. Everybody look over those meeting minutes and
one thing I noticed is the recurring changes to the building maintenance was supposed to be moved. It's not to the building. Those two items were moved to the general fund.
Okay.
Here. do it.
Well, where it says remove to building account needs to go to general fund?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Everybody okay with the minutes after Tammy?
With that amendment, yes.
With the amendment Tammy made for us. Do I hear a motion that we pass the minutes as written?
I move they be approved as written.
Ann made a motion. Do I hear a second?
A second.
All right, everybody in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay. Minutes are approved as written. Do we have a treasurer's report tonight? And also, do you have a copy of the budget that we approved in the Finance Committee by any chance?
Yeah, probably in my back.
When we get there. I mean, we're not quite there yet, but.
We'll share them.
We had a couple extra posts here, and I can't even talk it.
I should have a copy. Cover to that. This is just as of last year. It's last year's numbers. It's just the 8th. I didn't do anything for 8 days. It's just a snapshot of what's following. What the hell on it? That's the important page I want to look at. Well, my printer stopped printing at home yesterday in between shoving this paper in and this paper in my purse. I will get that. I don't have my computer. And send it to y'all in a PDF if y'all want it that way, or I can just bring a copy Sunday. My apologies. I thought it looked kind of thin, you know?
Yeah.
I said, well, why is it so thin?
But you do have the total amount of expenses, like the
yeah,
December.
The total yeah. is going across, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And but the one thing I was going to point out on the line item, and I will tell y'all about it, because y'all know how crazy I am. Well, you already know how crazy I am. Let's just add to it. So, you know, I work.
Yeah,
we work. So I go out, I'm going to lunch. I go, I'm in drive-thru McDonald's, and I pull up. I order, and I pull up, and it's one of those McDonald's you can't get out of. I don't have my wallet. So there's a charge that you will see, and I'm going to reimburse it because I had to wait for my, because by that time I'm like all over the place. I didn't have my wallet in it. What I do have is my debit card for work and the debit card for church. It's easier to use the debit card for church and explain it to you guys about the $7 charge from McDonald's. So there will be a line item. I'm being open about it.
Don't worry, it's being recorded.
Yes, I know. Just like, we have it on tape, but you're crazy. I'm like, yes, I know. So just when you see that, I'm being full transparent. I was like, okay, if you could have seen me, I'm like, stole everything.
count the change in the cup.
I hate it when that happens. I don't have that anymore. You know, it's like I don't change anymore. The card is too easy to. I'm like, oh, wait a minute, I got a little bit of cash. Oh, the cash was in my wallet too, so that didn't help me. So my mind was just like, so that was me. That's where okay. I've been for a month, is like in cray cray again.
Been that kind of day.
Been that kind of month. 2 months.
Thanks. Does anybody have any questions on the treasurer's report?
And I'll get the, yeah, it totals the expenses, but it doesn't have the line items. One other thing I wanted to bring up, because Ed would have seen it, and he would have questioned me.
He just looked like he had the question look on his face there for a second, but he didn't say anything, so I'm not sure.
The 55.75, the 1%, and I get so confused sometimes. I actually made any notes today. The 1% that goes to the Global Methodist Church, not the, that's the big one. They stopped it. Because they looked at it and they go, hey, we think you've paid all that you owe for the year, so we're deferring the December payment. And I realized when I was doing the numbers this weekend, I was like, well, where is that payment? I know I had put it out there for recurring. So then I had to go back through all my emails.
Oh,
that,
no.
And it's like, oh, they deferred it. So once we get the new numbers, which that's another thing I wanted to add to tonight, of what we need to start paying this month. I mean, have we come up with those numbers? I don't know. What we need to do with the 1% and 3%, I'll go back out there online and update it so we can start the 2026 payment. So that's my two off items that I can think of. See, obviously I don't have it all together.
It's okay. We forget.
So do I hear a motion that we approve the treasurer's report is written?
We approved Treasurer's report with the caveat that she's going to get us the other sheet on Sunday.
Yes.
Or by email, because I won't be here Sunday.
All right.
I would move that, yes.
Second. All right, and Ann seconded it. Everybody in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? All right, the Treasurer's report is approved as written. And I just want to remind everybody, under all the business tonight, I sent out an email to everybody with all the documents so you could pre-proofread them before we had the meeting tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So you could come
with your questions.
With your questions and ready to vote. Now, everybody was supposed to send questions if they had them. I haven't received any. And I think Tara's only had a couple of questions from different people, and that's been it. So. Hopefully everybody's pretty much ready to vote on everything.
I only had one question, and it was kind of blatant, so forgive me. But on the gifts, if we just want them to be absorbed, hello, because, I mean, we've given gifts to the church.
Oh, you mean like on the financial policy and
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. And the important thing to realize about the financial policy, it's very important that we approve that tonight. Now, if something comes up and we need to make adjustments, we can make adjustments, but we're out of date on that financial policy. So it's very much necessary for us to approve that tonight.
I was just a little concerned because, you know, it had to be financially whatever the worth or the value or whatever.
Can I borrow that for just a second?
Which one is it?
I'm looking.
It comes under gifts.
Yeah, I think it's, I know what she's talking about.
What three, donations and gifts?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so which line particularly are you looking at?
I'm trying to find.
So are you talking about in-kind donations?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, hello. And then all gifts will be recorded as either general or designated for the purpose of calculating kind of this.
So here is my comment to you with regard to that. I would appreciate it, and future pastors and future people having to make the budget for the church would appreciate it if you would submit your receipts. If you don't want them to be acknowledged, if that is something that you did, you can submit them anonymously. But what this does, what doing that kind of reporting does for us, is it allows us to actually know what it is costing us to do the things that we do here at the church. So that as we're planning for the following year and we're looking at budget, if we have, you know, the people who once were giving those things are suddenly not here to do that, or we have a realistic understanding of what those budgets look like.
It's just accountability.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like those radios. When I gave you that receipt for those, even though they were given a dollar for it and a donation, it still keeps us.
Yeah. If you want those for your tax records, we will do that. But if it
can't be anonymous, then.
What you're looking for is just, you don't want it to be known. You don't have to tell me who did what. You just need to tell me how much those things cost so that we have a realistic understanding of what it is costing to do the things that need to be done in the church.
Yeah, I just needed some clarification on that. That's good. It's fine.
Yeah, I had a question on that. It hasn't been much in the mission things. You know, I started doing the board, and I always put something out here. That was my choice, my decision to do, and I enjoy it. But I don't have to keep up with what I spend doing that, do I? Which it's not a lot, you know, to post a board or
I would say
markers or
if it's something you're using in the course of your ministry that is disposable stuff, it wouldn't hurt for us to have that. But if it's like really small amounts of things, like I go buy pens.
Uh-huh.
And I'll go buy pens, but then I steal them and take them home. I'm not going to record that because it's that kind of thing. Yeah. So use your best judgment with that. Okay. It is primarily we're looking for things that are an investment in the church that are going to have to be
so far I
maintained.
Haven't you know spent a lot because I've gone through my stash of stuff at home.
Yeah.
I'll go through odd man stuff here in there in the storage room to decorate with. I mean, I just draw from whatever I can find.
It is not a a huge thing. It is just like I said, if you're buying something specifically for the church for something, it would be useful for us to know.
Okay.
If it's something where it's mixed in with a whole bunch of personal stuff or you're going into your closet, don't worry about it.
Okay.
And I'm just gonna say on number two, in the past I don't print them all out. I have them saved when we do them, and then I know like the people who want them every year, but I'm not going to print them out unless they're requested.
So by federal law, we are required to send those by the end of January, whether they want them or not.
But they're not like truth. They're just donation lists.
So you're talking about the year-end statements for the people who have donated.
Mm-hmm.
It is required by federal law for nonprofit organizations to send out year-end statements of this is how much money.
The giving statements.
That you have been, the giving statements for the church, for anyone we have a name for. Obviously, cash donations, things like that, it's not required. If somebody's donating in kind, it's not required. But anything that has a name attached to it, we are required by law to send those out by the end of January. That's not something we have an option of. It has to be done.
Because I've printed them all before, and I didn't mail them because I hand them out to people here, but they're like, I don't need it.
Well, you can hand it out to them, but and that's fine, too, because you personally delivered it, but they have to actually have gotten it, and they cannot need it. They can throw it in the trash can right behind you. That's okay. We have to be able to say it has been printed and mailed, or it has been electronically sent to them. It can be attached as a PDF and sent to them that way instead. That's fine too, but we have to have a record that we actually did that.
Okay. I mean, they're on the computer, so I can do them electronically if I save them to a.
Okay. Any other questions on any of that?
So is everybody prepared to?
Do you need just to look at me, sorry?
Make a motion and vote on the financial policy.
So it should have come as an attachment to your email.
I did. I've read it.
Yeah, I just printed that one out.
If you want to skim it before we do any,
just go ahead and keep it, and I'll make a copy of it before we leave.
Okay.
Awesome. Is this your trustees?
These are on the table for you guys to look at. Okay. If anybody needed to take a peek, I grabbed it because she was asking about some specific.
What do you need, Anna? The financial policy?
She just wants a copy of that afterwards.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got one here too. There you go.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
I
printed out one. I got one.
So does anybody else have any questions or concerns with regard to the financial policy before we ask for a vote on it?
All right, so do I hear anybody make a motion for us to adopt the financial policy as it's written?
I'll make a motion if we adopt it as written.
Okay, do I hear a second?
A second.
Debbie seconds. Everybody in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay, it's adopted as written. All right. The next thing we need to do, we just need a simple vote on this tonight, but our audit year will be 2025, and we need to set a completion date for the audit of our books as far as it, and I've got the date listed as March 31st, 2026, and so can I get a motion on that?
Can I get some discussion on that before we vote on it?
Sure.
Just as a heads up?
Sure.
So what we're dealing with this is we need to get a baseline because we haven't had an audit in a long time. This will help us to get a baseline according to GMC principles. They have a checklist for us to work with. And I would say as part of this, I also had it in my notes to say that Paul, Tammy, Dinah, and I will get together within the next couple of weeks to figure out what do we need and who we're going to have come in and help us with this, like the third party person that's supposed to do it. And that'll be part of, yes, we should. So I would move that we set the completion date for March 31st.
Do I hear
a contingency that we're going to get together to set that in motion?
Do I hear a second on that?
Edom, do we need to have records sent in for that?
Edom is currently a little bit weird because they are technically a separate entity. Like you have been working to set them up as their EIN, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So yes, you should have an audit, but it would not be governed by this body. Does that answer that question?
That answers that question.
Is the audit going to be done by an outside group?
Yes, so it would be done with the help of people here. Obviously, we're going to need to pull records for them to be able to look at and be available for questions to be asked. It is allowable for us to work with the finance committee at one of the other churches for that, or work with somebody within our church that has a background in accounting or something like that. But it will be not the finance committee and not the leadership doing it.
So it doesn't have to be an outside.
It does actually, thank you for that. Yes, you need an outside person to come in and do that, or an outside group to come in and do that.
That's
and yes, and that should be laid out actually in the financial policy.
Yes.
That is a requirement.
All right, so she made the motion. Do I hear a second?
A second.
Oh, Debbie second. Everybody in favor of setting a completion date for March 31st for the audit, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed? Okay, completion date is set. All right, and the next thing on here is to the Finance Committee approve the 2026 budget. But the church council now needs to approve the 2026 budget. Tammy, do you by any chance have a copy of that?
I'm looking at it. You have to be patient.
Okay, we'll be patient.
Nobody else got the copy of it? We're doing the proposed one that
what I had was the one that Tara had proposed, and it's
That one is not the one we approved. That was way higher.
History.
Is that your leadership paper?
Yeah, that's mine. That I printed out for myself.
The leadership thing.
James, this is your fault. This is your fault.
That's why we wanted you to sit down.
You did it, so then I started doing it. Did I bring an updated one, or did, was it the one through 9/30?
I think it was the one on 10/30 or whatever, the one at the end of October that they finally.
Yeah, let's see.
But I think it was the one you had sent out in September with a couple of modifications.
Yeah, we actually met on November 6th.
Who did?
Finance Committee, yeah. That's what I've got written here.
Do we have minutes from that meeting at some?
Which meeting is that?
Do we know?
Finance Committee.
So Donna has minutes not here.
While Tammy's looking for that, I just wanted to update y'all on. The Verizon account, we hired the NCLL to do the cancellation of the Verizon service. I know that they have appointed them a Verizon official that's working with them. I sent them all the notices that we attempted to make and everything, and they're supposed to get back with us on what they work out as far as if we get any credit or anything. And since Tammy hadn't noticed any credit, I'm assuming there hadn't been anything.
No, the most recent bill is in there on the thing, so I didn't look
okay,
at it.
Okay, all right. So we're just waiting to hear what they work out on that, but they've been served a notice that we're canceled. So.
This must be the one I updated because it's got the lawn services and janitorial services included.
Okay, does it have the.
I move those up to the building stocks. I can go, since I have this, I can go put it in the computer. I'm probably pulling the same one.
And while we're waiting on that, I mean, the next thing on the agenda is the leadership team structure.
Okay.
So does anybody have any questions they need to ask before we get into that tonight? Has everybody looked that over and prepared to make their decision on it?
Something added after my print of this. This was an early copy of their correction on that.
Okay. I think those are the only changes that I made.
Just some names.
Changes to the like added names, and I dropped out of this the vote on all of the detailed stuff on the trustees, like on the team structures themselves.
Okay.
So that it wasn't quite so long, because everybody doesn't need to look at all of that in order for them to make decisions on the.
I attached that.
Yes. Yes.
In past, church council secretary was listed in the leadership team. Is that still there? Or is that just, I mean, not that it matters, I'm just.
We can list it there. You would be on the church council regardless because you're the team
leader of missions. Yeah.
And you graciously volunteered to also be our secretary.
I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I would just.
So typically speaking, it's not something you're required to have as a separate thing. Somebody's required to do it. I can add that to your title if you'd like.
No. Well, the church council voted it. There would be a voting position to get so we can have
it. It doesn't matter.
Then actually it does. So if that's something that's listed in the Book of Discipline, and I think it is, why don't we make sure we add that to the leadership structure that would be one of the top parts here. That would be among the required.
I can promise you, anytime if somebody wants to do it, they're more than welcome.
Yeah, so the secretary, the team, leadership team secretary, or the council, whatever we call it, the leadership team.
Church secretary. Council secretary. And that'll be J.R. Mitchell.
Unfortunately, until we find another volunteer.
J.R. Mitchell, Esquire.
Yeah.
J.R. Mitchell dumb dummy. The worst writing person in here.
I think if we put that in there, I would also say we'll put a as needed next to that so that it's made aware, like when we write that up as whatever it's going to look like, that it's made aware that that can be held by somebody else on the council, but it does not have to be a separate person.
Right.
Some things that's not the case, like your financial secretary and your treasurer are not allowed to be the same person. Right. So it's important to know what you can do and what you can't. Any other questions, thoughts, concerns?
I do have one more question. It really doesn't involve me at the present time.
Mm-hmm.
They did away with Pastor Parrish.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't. So that's actually a good question, though, because it also does away with the finance committee. And every other committee in the church, with the exception of the trustees. This is designed as what they call a simple church plan, or a one team, however you want to label it. What it is meant to be is a more flexible leadership group where all of the business of the church is done within that one leadership team. So you don't have to have five different meetings with the same exact people to get things done within the church.
Yeah.
It's all worked within that same group. And we have it set up, if you look at the potential structure for like the meeting, we have it set up where like the first meeting of the year would, or the quarter would be focused on finances. The second would be focused on trustees. The third would be focused on general church. And anything PPR involved would typically come in that third meeting in a closed session. So in other words, these meetings will be open to the entire church. I will be encouraging the entire church to start showing up and coming to participate in the conversation and to hear about what we're doing so they can then go out and share what we're doing. But anything PPR related, that's personnel, it is confidential.
So when we call that, that'll be closed.
Yeah.
And then it's also, so the church council will function as a church council. It'll function as a finance committee. It will function as the PPRC.
And the nominations.
And the nominations.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
Yeah, I was just curious about that, because some meetings do have to be closed off. And that
absolutely.
It just simplifies everything as far as the church being able to function and operate, that's all.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, just a couple of copies. You said the secretary should get one.
Thank you.
Oh, I guess you get one. And there's two more copies. Who would like to have one?
Yeah, probably that'd be a good idea, I guess. Although I imagine we want to kind of pass those along and let everybody take a look at them.
Okay.
But let me just skim it quick.
Yeah. I will.
Look at it and pass it on.
You were talking about encouraging people to come to these meetings.
Mm-hmm.
When I first got involved with the United Methodist years ago, I had a hard time getting on board with the meeting the way they set up. But I came mainly from a Baptist where the whole congregation had the meeting. So it took me a while to kind of understand and kind of fall in line with this.
So this budget is not what we approved, but that's okay. For now, I would say we adopt and we can revisit at the next financial focus if need be.
I don't see my paycheck in there. I got it right.
It's in the mail.
It's in the mail.
Same thing, she just started putting it all on one sheet instead of.
I've got one.
No, this is something different,
oh,
isn't
something
it?
Different?
Yeah. Isn't it something different?
Oh, she didn't ask that.
Let me see. It might be, yeah, I heard it is.
Yeah, it is. She's got to listen to it.
Y'all want to pass this one around on this side?
Well, I'm still reading it, that's why.
Boy, you know, would you like to?
You have it, you have it.
Take one look and pass it down.
I would love to see more of the congregation kind of after these meetings.
That's going to be part of the visioning process, that's going to be part of the preaching process over the next couple of months. That's going to be, as we're gearing up new teams, and there's some things that I'll talk about when we're all finished with this stuff tonight, just real briefly. But that is, there will be a strong continuing encouragement to come and participate in these times. Because the goal of the restructuring of leadership is that we will be moving toward doing things as a congregation, that there's going to be new ministries coming out of that, there's going to be new missions coming out of that, that there is new teaching and discipleship coming out of this process that we want people to know about, we want them to be aware of, so that they can invite people into it, so they can figure out how they fit into it. That comes with showing up and having those meetings be more of a recording time where we share and celebrate the things that we're doing so that people are aware of it and make decisions as part of that, but it's really more focused on sharing what's going on.
Yeah. I just don't want to hear it. I've heard it a lot of times in the past. Well, I don't have a clue. Nobody tells me anything.
Well, that's up to them. If they don't
want to
know about it because they don't
want to
show up, that's not
the deal. But they're invited to come and participate. So that's the thing.
Part of that too is the recordings that you're doing. Those actually will wind up, not tonight, but long term, my goal would be to actually record these and have them on the website so people can come back and hear what we're talking about and what we're doing for any part of it that's open meetings. Okay.
All right, so Tammy.
Did y'all get all the expenses? Everybody get a copy?
Yes.
So our total budget for the year is at 53,353,21, or is it 59 somewhere?
59,883.
53 of the expenses, it looks like.
So the total budget's 59,883,91.
Oh, don't you can check me out.
Well, no, I can tell you straight off.
Is that the total budget?
Yeah,
not everything is totaled in that one. So the cover page is the true expenses.
Okay.
The cover page is the true expenses. If you look at it, the total year to date, when things are added, I didn't go like the 375, the 275. I didn't total those lines over there on this copy of my save thing. So those items are missing on the total line. So that total at the bottom of that page I just handed out is not the true distribution. The true distribution is on the cover page.
Okay, right.
Because that's built on the monthly expenses. Sorry about that. I'm making.
When you say the cover page, you're talking about the actual treasurer's report?
The Epworth Bank, the summary page of two accounts.
Okay.
Yeah, I can look at it and say I didn't total those two lines across.
Thank you. Tickle right now, it's right there. So which amount are we actually looking at to be our budget approved amount for the years? For
65,605 is what you have in the 2026.
Okay. That's on
okay.
That piece
all
of
right.
Paper.
All right.
That one, the very back of it.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. I got it. All right, so our total budget was approved by the Finance Committee for $65,605.
With the caveat of some additions, if we wind up for a extended period of having an increase in giving. We'll table that and come back to any adjustments that need to be made in the budget at a following meeting. For right now, this is a good start to get us going.
All right, so if we can get the council to approve the budget, Finance Committee approved, do I hear a motion on that?
I'll make a motion, please.
JR made the motion, do I hear a second?
Second.
Ann seconds, everybody in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? All right, the 2026 budget is passed and adopted, with caveats if we need to add.
They have to be approved too, right, from the, go back to the Finance Committee? It has to go back to the Finance Committee.
Well, it'll go back to the leadership team if we approve the new structure, but yes, they would have to go back to the group to.
The Finance, yeah.
Get that one.
Sorry?
He saw the fancy word, where'd I get it, I said, from her.
Which fancy word?
Caveats.
That made me hungry, talking about all that cabbage.
I know it.
It definitely didn't come out of the cracker jack, man.
Nope. All right, so our next order of business is the leader team structure. We were talking about that a little bit while Tammy was getting everything organized for the budget, so. Is everybody satisfied with the questions and answers on the leadership team structure?
Yep.
So do I hear a motion that we adopt the new leader team, leadership structure for Epworth Methodist Church?
I do have a question.
Okay.
I have a question. Not against the leadership, but is there, as some time goes on, could some of the structure of what they're all doing be modified possibly?
Yes. Like what we have.
What I mean is what we're
What's working, what's not working.
We're proving the structure. And I'm good to that. I was wondering if there was, because I have the big write-up.
Yes.
Of everything, and I'm going, well, some of it's kind of, maybe, you know, I was just maybe. I'm not, it's not against anything, but I was just wondering if we, as we roll along and get this into rolling, whether or not we may want to change.
As a leadership team, we can always revisit things, and if we need to make adjustments.
The descriptions.
Caveats and whatnot, you know.
Let me make a clarification actually to that as far as what we're voting on, like what we're actually voting on here. What we are voting on is a group that we would approve tonight, is that the top part of this leadership team, so the part that comes down to Pastor Tara Ertz, and with the addition of the secretary, that is a given in the structure, and that any teams that we deem necessary, the leaders of those teams will be part of the leadership team overall with vote and voice. If the leadership team decides that we need additional teams, we can add them without having to have a charge conference to redo the structure. If they decide that we have too many teams and some of these need to be rolled in together because they're all doing the same thing, we can also do that as well as a leadership team without having to go back and redo a church conference or anything. So what we're asking you guys to approve is that we have one leadership team that handles all the business of the church with the exception of the trustees. These are the constitutionally required people at the top there that are going to be a part of that leadership team. And then every team that we have working in ministry or mission or whatever in the church, that's the working groups that are getting this done, will have a leader that is part of the leadership team voice and vote. That clarify?
Yeah.
And that's as much for the recording so that we write that out, right?
So do I hear a motion that we...
I make a motion.
All right, Ann makes a motion that we approve the leadership team structure. Ann seconds. Everybody in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? All right, the leadership team structure has been approved. The next item of business is, this is something that Pastor Tara is going to have to do. She'll have to contact the presiding elder to set a date, plus have a charge conference.
So So that will be a fast and easy thing. I will get a hold of John Bright tonight and find out when he would be available to do that. This will be the only order of business for that particular charge. We'll be approving the leadership structure so that we can move forward legally speaking within the discipline and all of that, that this is how we're going to move forward. And we'll call any other ones later on that need to be done. But that would be what that's going to be about.
And so she needs a few minutes now, right?
I will do that after, and I'll come back with I will get a message to everybody on a date for that by tomorrow before I go out of town. I'll talk to John before then with a date. Ed is going to be out of town for the end of the month, so I may bump it to the first week in February if he can't get it before then.
Do you need a few minutes as far as any other business?
I do, as far as we're all done.
The only thing I wanted to let you know is next month we'll be discussing
trustees stuff.
Trustees, as far as funding the trustees and so forth. And so it's important that you have all your information ready with all the expenses that have been spent that people don't know about, and that we've got them at hand to look at.
Does anybody else have any other business before I jump into stuff?
No.
And I will move quickly. So first off, thank you, not just for tonight, but seriously, thank you for the last 7 months of you guys being very patient with me, getting my feet under me and learning about you and about your search and about how things work and where we're at. That has been a gift that not all pastors get, and I do recognize that, and I thank you very much for it. This last few months has been very much about getting to know you and gathering information about where we are and where we're going. I've been pretty intentional about inviting collaboration. I've been frustrating some people because I've been really intentional about collaboration and really intentional about avoiding being bossy. We're at the point where I'm probably going to start getting bossy. So what I want you all to understand about that is my intention was to develop enough of a relationship with everybody before that point, that if I'm being bossy and it's bugging you, you know that you can come and knock on my door, you can pick up the phone and call me, and we can talk through whatever the issue is. That this is still a collaborative effort. I understand myself as a part of a team. My job is to lead you guys, but it isn't to be the one person and telling everybody else what they're supposed to do all the time, okay? So please don't think that just because I start saying we're gonna go do this and we're gonna go do this, that means that you guys don't have any input. I will be very upset and disappointed if y'all don't bring your ideas. In the end, I will still strongly push and advocate for moving forward how I see the board leading. Okay? Don't mistake that for me not listening, because it won't be. But I will push because that is the kind of person I am. And realistically, God's got a lot for us to do, and it's going to take us moving and sometimes a little bit of pushing. So how this team is going to work, the leadership team, those meetings are going to be between 60 and 75 minutes max if we can pull that off. Our goal is going to be to keep it to an hour 15. Part of that is we'll have a timekeeper if we need to have a timekeeper for the people that are doing the talking. But part of that is also that work needs to be done between meetings. So if there's paperwork that we need to review, if there's proposals that need to be reviewed, we need to be looking at those ahead of time so that we can do like we did tonight. We walk in. If there's any remaining questions, we have brief discussion. We vote and we leave. Now that doesn't mean that people don't have disagreements and talk things through, but it does mean that a lot of times one-on-one conversations are going to work better for getting those things resolved than sitting here with 10 people arguing with each other in the moment while they're still trying to look stuff over. Meetings are primarily for voting on things that we've already worked out. Things needing voting will have to go out in advance. So if you're part of a subgroup that's working on the finance stuff, we need to make sure that gets out to everybody ahead of the meeting so they have time to look at it and ask questions and get any kind of input and changes put out beforehand. Our job as the leaders on this team is to raise issues ahead of time, to give time for everybody to have those conversations and be informed so that we can come here prepared to make decisions. That we don't have to spend a whole lot of time messing around with that, especially if we're going to be inviting the congregation to come and hear what we're moving forward with, and we're going to be inviting them to come be part of those conversations. We need to be having things kind of moving along. And I will be making sure that we are encouraging all members to come. I will also be making sure they realize that the leadership team is the ones with the vote. They don't all get to vote unless we're in a church conference, but they are invited to come and bring their thoughts. Priorities before our next meeting. Tammy, Dinah, Paul, and I are going to have a meeting at some point before that February 12th meeting to talk about what's needed for the audit, when we're actually going to do it. We have a deadline set, but we'll want to pick a date and who we're going to have working with us on that. That's something that we can work out with a couple of us and then bring back. This is how we're going to handle that. And that'll probably be the extent of most of. Tammy will want to give us an update on this is what we've spent and that kind of thing too. But two, Jerry and I, you and I need to have a meeting before you have your trustees sit down. And I would also like to be a part of that meeting with the trustees so that we can kind of look at what we need to put together for the 12th, the meeting on the 12th, and what we might need to get to everybody ahead of time before that, that they may need to look at and ask questions about before we start talking at the meeting.
Let me know when you have that meeting too.
Yep. Prayer team training will be on January 17th. I'm super stoked that that team has already got a bunch of people in it. And that's going to be really awesome. I need a planning team. That's my next priority, is to put a planning team together, because I would like to, I would like to have a unified year-long plan for the mission, ministry, teaching, and preaching of the church by the end of February, if I can pull it off. I don't want to do all of that myself. Because I'm not going to be the only person with ideas that are going to work in this community for various focuses. So I would very greatly appreciate if you all would read the description of the planning team that's in the little packets that are floating around. They should be in something that I've sent you before. If not, tell me, I'll get it to you. Read the description of the planning team. And be praying about who might be wanting to be on that or who might be good to be on that. And then let me know, including if that's you. I will have a tentative vision, mission, and values statement for the church when I come back from being gone for the week. I know that that is one of the things that God's going to have me working on over the week while I'm gone. That is not set in stone. I will come back with a tentative thing to share with the leadership here that you guys then can make suggestions, comments, however, but I want us to get something in place so that we can build around that for the planning, for the trustees, and for all of that. After that, I need a communications team. So the planning team, I'm going to try to meet for the first time before February 1st. Ed is going to be the head for our communications team, which I am extremely grateful for, because he already does the stuff with YouTube and the videos. He's already been doing a lot of the emailing communication. And I am deeply grateful to have somebody who's willing to head that up, and hopefully we can get some more people. So again, please read over the description, including the gifts that are going to be helpful for that team, and make suggestions of who you think might be good for that team, including yourself, if you think that's something you want to be doing. Once we have the plan in place, we're going to be working on consistently inviting and informing our congregation and community of what's going on. And to try to make that accomplished, I would like to try to shoot for having the first communications team meeting before February 21st. And Ed, if you want to sit down sometime before that, just you and me, to talk about what that looks like, I would be more than happy to do that, okay? And I would like to focus the next general church business leadership meeting, which would be the one in March, because next one is trustees, and then the third one is just more the general work of the church. I would really like to focus that meeting on developing membership expectations and the membership pathway, That is in line with the Book of Doctrine and Discipline and our vision and mission and values, so that as new people come, we can help invite them into who we are as a congregation and help them understand what that means. A lot of the people we're going to be reaching have never style church. If they've gone to non-denominationals, that's not part of that language. If they've gone to a lot of Baptist churches, that's not part of that language. There are a lot of churches where membership is not a thing, and we need to help people understand what that is, why we have it, and what the expectations from them are and from us.
You said developing membership.
Membership expectations and a membership pathway. So when somebody comes and they want to be a member, what do they need to do to have that happen? How do we go about that? How do we go about helping them become an actual member of Epworth Methodist Church and not just generically a church-going person? That's going to be the March 12th meeting. I would invite you please to be praying over that process. Take time to review the Book of Doctrine and Discipline. If you don't have a copy and you need one, I think Lona might have the church copy still at home. There's a PDF version of it. I can send it to anybody that needs it, okay?
Yeah, I've got a copy in my satchel here.
Okay. Yeah. So the paragraphs relevant to this are going to be paragraphs 410 through 435 are the ones that we want to look at for this part. There's some other stuff with membership that comes after that as well, but this is really kind of where we would need to be in. And I'm going to develop a first pass at membership expectations and pathway no later than February 1st. You guys will be seeing that from me. Please review it when it is sent and respond to questions, concerns, and suggestions as soon as you can. Again, that's not a matter of I'm going to be saying, oh, this is how we're going to do it. It's a way to get us started moving in the right direction, because it is something that we need as a congregation to have a better handle on, so that we have a clear understanding of what that means for us and for new people coming in. The last thing I want to touch on actually has nothing to do with any of that. Some of you guys received an invitation from me to participate in an international leadership training opportunity. The registration deadline for that is next Friday. We have opened that up to the entirety of the conference. There is a reason you received the invitation that you did. The ILA training is the training that the Global Methodist Church as a whole around the globe, and particularly here in Virginia, is implementing to help churches develop the language and framework for teaching people leadership and for teaching discipleship. And so we are inviting the leaders in our congregations to please come and take that, because it will help us all kind of have the same language that we're working with as we start to develop these things. So when I start talking about vision and mission and values, that's the language that's coming out of that training. And the more people we have that are trained in those things, the easier it is for all of us to be talking the same language and not talking over each other's heads.
Is that the one at Wilderness?
It is. It's at Wilderness
and
Church.
We're moving on.
You are. And that's okay. There will be more. So that's
because it did. I was like, ooh.
Good. So here's the deal with the ILI training. The one that we're doing right now, Richmond, Northern Virginia region, is eager beavers, and we have jumped way ahead of everybody else in our timing because John Wright was very adamant that wanted to get it going. So this is the first of five trainings that are going to be going on in the state of Virginia. I know Tidewater is going to be having one, which probably won't be so far away that y'all could get to it if you want. Pretty sure like Danville, Lynchburg area, Danville South, I don't know. There's a couple other regions that we probably could make it to. I will be sure that we are sharing those when they come out and when those are open again. But the goal of the trainings we're doing regionally right now is actually to get enough people trained in ILA training that we can bring that down to our local church levels, so that like Bethel and Lebanon and us can get together and hold a training for anybody in our congregations that would like to come. So that's kind of the purpose, is that we're bringing this down from the state level, which is what I took over the course of last year, down to the regional level, so that then we can bring it into the church level. So if you cannot make it to this one, there will be other opportunities for that, just as a heads up. But if you can make it, we would love to have you. And it would be tremendously helpful to me, actually, as we roll all this out, to have folks that are already speaking the language of SMART goals, which Ed already knows that part so well, but that has some of that already in their lexicon that we can kind of be working together with. And that is all I have, and I am done holding you guys hostage to me talking tonight.
The planning committee papers, you have a copy of that somewhere? Have you sent those out, or?
I have, so these ones here, this packet, that says trustees team at the top.
Okay.
That has a listing of all of the teams, and the planning team is going to be one of the ones on there.
I think I've got that one.
And I think you probably have a copy of that. There were 4 or 5 copies that were here at the church. I can print more off tonight if anybody needs them, or I can email them.
I have one small question. I need this because I've already been working on
the descriptions of all.
Awesome.
But I've gone through this again, and it's no one says it. Who is taking care of a exact membership of the church? Their all the demographics, the addresses, emails, and all.
Yes.
Who's doing that? No one's in here to identify to do that.
No one's in our current structure identified to do that either.
Okay, so that just be willy-nilly again. I have to go to DD.
It will not, but I will.
Then the errors, people have gone left.
That will be part of, as we're developing the leadership the membership expectations and processes. I will make sure that that's incorporated into one of the
teams. Because if I go out with these emails, sometimes I get them back like, hey, we've been out of here for 10 years.
Yeah.
Well, it's on the list.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bernie would probably be a good person to work on that.
I've
been here so long. I mean, you know, she's come and gone and.
So Bernie would be willing to work on a committee like that, but he's not willing to run it.
Needs to be available. That's the only thing. It needs
yes,
to be available.
Yes, it does. And we will. I have plans for that. That part of it, we'll get it taken care of. But that's actually.
Like who's baptized? Who's not baptized?
Yes.
That whole
I had put a sheet together a few months ago. I think I shared it with Tara.
You did, and we would. That would be really good to get out. Was it the, go ahead.
Yeah, it's just like your name, your address, your phone number, whatever, and if you remember your date of your baptism, so you were filling out all your information and then handing it in.
I think those are the ones that you found in there, the big.
I was baptized in the dark ages.
I don't think we've gotten it out yet, what she's talking about.
Okay.
She's talking about a congregational survey that would ask all of the people in the congregation to please give us their updated information on everything that they know and remember. Some of the baptism information is probably in church growth that we'd be able to pull, but I don't know how updated, I don't know how late that was.
And then DD was keeping a list of different things like that too. So
where was that book that was here?
It's in the drawer in there, I think.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking that she was looking at. Yeah, but it hasn't been updated. What we looked at it, Tammy, 10 years or something like that? It's been a long time.
We will, that will be part of, so that is actually part of what I asked everybody to be looking at, that 410 to 435, the paragraphs. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure either the membership records is part of those paragraphs or they come right after. So it's something that we'll be addressing in the next couple months. We'll be looking at that because it does need to be cleaned up.
Yeah. Don't need it tomorrow.
That would be wonderful if that's ever straight.
What are you doing for the next 2 years?
Well, and realistically, we may proactively go with this is the list we have currently. We reach out to every single person on it, and I may personally just start making phone calls and say, are you a member of this church or not? I need to know so that I can make
the updated membership list. I think Dee Dee has.
Yes, she does. And that one is printed in there, and that will be, that's on the agenda. Paul and I have talked about that is something coming. Before I start making those phone calls, I would like to have the membership expectations in place first, though, so that when I call people and say, this is what it means to be a member of Epworth Methodist Church, Are you still a member of Upward Methodist Church? Do you plan to continue in membership with us? That they have a clear understanding of what we mean by that, and that we have a clear understanding of what we mean by that. All right, anything else that anybody else?
Yes, ma'am. Since we flew through the time and Corey's not here, and y'all can shoot it down or we can go for it. But usually we do a super Bowl Sunday luncheon with soups, and any donated money goes to Feed More.
Yes.
And it goes to the Super Bowl of Caring website. And
yeah, actually, that's the February mission.
Okay.
So yeah. It's February mission. Is that when you do it?
Yeah, the hospital. Yeah, it's okay. Super Bowl is Feed More. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So, I mean, you just need to put it out there because it'll be here before we know it.
What kind of date?
When's the date?
February 8th.
February 8th?
I had to Google it.
That's a fun.
I was going to talk to you about that because I'm usually, no, we usually.
Heart Saving is in February. We see on that. There's a folder in there that's
got
I'll make some posters.
When the Lenten boxes?
That's March.
That's March.
For what?
Lenten boxes.
The Heart Saving.
When Heart Saving.
Like paper products for that.
That's February. We got two things for February, that and Super Bowl and Heart Havens.
Well, the Super Bowl thing is basically a one-day deal. So
yeah. Yeah.
February what?
Ain't the Super Bowl caring. If you look up, they have stuff that you can copy and print. I've got the...
What was March?
I'm not that...
March is in Lenten boxes.
That one. Technically savvy.
Do we have anything else we need to discuss with a council this evening?
I was just going to remind everybody that the next meeting is February 12th.
Okay.
And then the meeting after that will be March 12th, as you mentioned.
Yes, sir. So,
and next meeting will be about the trustees.
When's the next trustees meeting?
I would ask you to wait until I get back before you set a date on that. You will talk to me after we're done here. You and me can set a time when we can sit down and talk and go from there. Does that work?
All right. For those of here that are part of the Edom group, I'm going to have a little short meeting Sunday. For those that are interested, see what we want to continue with and set up the following meeting so we can either get back on schedule with that or do something.
All right. Paul, do you want to adjourn us or are we still got stuff? Yes, sir. Stuart.
Before you adjourn, I was talking to Scott today. You may have already heard, but Ashley's got to go in tomorrow morning for some additional testing. And he'd like for all y'all to keep her in the prayer.
Okay.
That's Ashley. And then I'm going to ask permission to, on the Super Bowl of Karen, they usually print out like, inserts for the bulletins, is it okay? Can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Just to let people know what it's about leading up to it. Okay.
Okay.
So if that's all, I was going to ask somebody to volunteer to close us out in prayer, then I'd adjourn the meeting.
I always enjoy praying.
All right.
Great Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for each and every individual that is here that trust and love you and want to do your will and do what's best for our church and our community and those around us. Pray you'll be with Ashley as she goes for this testing. I pray that you'll be with anyone who needs your special touch, Lord. Keep Tara safe as she's on a trip and let her enjoy herself and get a little time for herself. Pray, dear Lord, that you'll help us as a church be exactly what you desire for us to be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, meeting is adjourned.
I found a place where I was looking for.